This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Okay, well, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to at any time, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Wanted to let you know, friends, we're going to be talking about Mr. President is nothing more than slamming criminal politicians in Washington, your version of justice. And I added, think again. Do you remember when Newt Gingrich, of all people, said, you start putting a few people in jail, you will see the leaks dry up? This is the number one thing that I deal with across the country. It's what I see and hear from people more than any other topic. We want justice. We want justice. And Newt Gingrich just gave you the answer, America. He said, you start putting a few people in jail, you will see the leaks dry up. You want the swamp to be drained? Bring about justice. Start putting a few of these people in jail that belong in jail. And I'm going to go through this today, and I'm going to surprise some of you people that have not been paying attention to the details. I'm going to pull the curtain back just a little bit. And if we get some time, friends, I'm going to go to an article that I wrote long ago. The American politicians, yes, we are corrupt. They admit it. They said it out of their own mouths. President Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. How many of these politicians start off making a nominal salary, which, by the way, is a lot better than a lot of us have, right? And then before you know, within 2 to 3 months, there they go. They're millionaires. What are they doing? It shows you, friends, that they're selling you down the river. And again, I make reference to Luke 22, verse 48. But don't forget that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. It tells us that in the book of Proverbs, but concerning Luke 22, verse 48, Judas betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. How do politicians betray the people? With a kiss. In America, we have to understand that that's exactly what these people have exercised their covetous hearts to do. To kiss the constituents that they're supposed to work for, while in fact they're selling you down the river, making millions off the special interest groups that are paying them to do so. But keep in mind, they made the decision to do so. As I just said, if I've seen and heard one thing from the American people from across the country, more than anything else, it is that they want criminals in Washington brought to justice. I hear it all the time. Trumpites are trying to figure out, why have you not brought forth the DOJ and prosecuted these criminals that you promised us over 2 years ago? I hear it all the time. Again, justice guards our liberties, right? Americans for a year and a half were promised by this administration the rule of law, these are his words, to be reinstated. They were promised by this administration's special prosecutors. They were promised by this administration that the Department of Justice would administer justice unto the corrupt in Washington and abroad. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4 and Jeremiah 9:24, which shows you the character of God. And by the way, if you go over to Psalm 9 verse 16, it will show you how God is known. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Donald Trump said, listen carefully, I have no patience for injustice, no tolerance for government incompetence, no sympathy for leaders who fail their citizens. This is what President Trump said on the campaign trail. Outside of the fact that he continuously broadcasted the crimes of the Clintons. Then during a presidential debate between the hand-delivered options for the American people. Folks, you need to keep in mind the same people that delivered Hillary Clinton are the same people that delivered up Donald Trump. And if you think otherwise, well, let me tell you something, friends. You really seriously need to wake up because the global agenda is moving forward regardless of who's in the people's White House. But I want you to think about what he said. Donald Trump said, I have no patience for injustice, no tolerance for government incompetence, no sympathy for leaders who fail their citizens. Well, first off, I have to say, Mr. President, in this country, we don't have leaders. Our leader is Christ Jesus, the captain of our salvation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Prince of Peace through the enforcement of God's moral law, which establishes true peace on this universe. We don't have leaders, we have representatives. Representatives of the people like yourself, Mr. President, are to serve with delegated authority from we the people and nothing more. You are representatives. You are servants to we the people. Read Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. And with that, there is no title of nobility. And secondly, Mr. President, what the American people have been given by you when it comes to the justice that you promised to bring forth has been nothing more than empty promises and mere appeasement and pacifying your constituents. That's it. And by the way, if your version, Mr. President, of justice is nothing more than mere slamming your contrived opposition is enough, then you, sir, need to think again. You, sir, need to think again, because we see Donald Trump loves to slam anybody that doesn't agree with him. He loves to slam anybody and everybody that doesn't agree with the things that he does. If you're not there to praise Donald Trump, then you're either fake news, you're haters, you're liars, or there's something wrong with you. It's just that simple. Now, we all know what the purpose of government is. Okay, I need to establish this so we can premise this conversation in the up and coming three segments after this first one on these very topics. This is the bedrock right here. The purpose of government, friends, is again to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4. To enforce God's law against those that violate God's law or transgress his law. Because to leave off justice is, in fact, adding strength to tyranny, and that's not what we want, but that's what we see. Number two, to make reference to God's moral law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, according to God's Mosaic Institution, found in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And thirdly, and finally, to maintain order, the very opposite of what we are seeing and what is being done today in this country. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. For those that are watching us on the live feed right now, before it's news, thank you, by the way, Michael Roach over there for your trust. Wanted to let you know we're having weather issues in Minnesota. I don't know if that just had something to do with it buffering the way that it was, but it's now up and running. We apologize for any technical problems in which we may have experienced. So you can watch us live on a live feed if you'd like to, if you're at home right now and you're on your computer. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. Again, with that said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can go to our YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Or, again, my Twitter is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And, again, friends, I want you to understand that we are under heavy suppression and censorship and shadow banning by big tech companies. And there's a reason for it, because they don't want you to know the truth of the matter. Do you remember what Joseph Goebbels said? He said, the lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequence of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent from what they want to establish. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Now, we know that the Word of God is infallible, and it's immutable. It's unchangeable. And we also know that God is not a man that he should lie. Okay? We know that as a fact. With that said, we understand how the state is operating. We understand how the globalists are operating today. They are subversive to freedom. They are subversive to law. And it shows you who they are. They are the sons and daughters of Belial. The sons and daughters of, guess what, friends? Satan himself. And when you read Revelations 12:9, you'll see that they're also the accuser of their brethren. They're beginning to label people that oppose their agenda and their narrative as terrorists, friends, domestic terrorists. And if they want to call me an enemy of the state because they're corrupt, I'm okay with it. But the fact of the matter is I'm here to show the American people, according to the Word of God, who the enemies of the state really are. We are ruled by law in this country. Article 6, Section 2, we are not ruled by subversive organizations because they have a lot of money to do so. As a matter of fact, the law and the purpose of government in this country, friends, is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. The law is there to protect the little guys from the big guys if need be, but we can see that that is not in play today, so we have to set that record straight by standing up and not any longer, friends, making ourselves sheep so the wolves can devour. With that said, we are talking about that very topic right now. Mr. President, is nothing more than slamming criminal politicians in Washington? Is that your version of justice? Because I want you to think again, because that's not passing the test here. If you remember right, Newt Gingrich said, you start putting a few people in jail, you will see leaks dry up. Yeah. And if you go to Proverbs 16:6, what does it tell us? It says, by teaching men the fear of God and departing from iniquity. How do you teach men the fear of God? You enforce his law unto justice and establish righteousness and peace within the gate. And one of my favorite scriptures, of course, is Isaiah 51, verse 4. Read it when you get a moment. During the last segment, I just highlighted the fact that the purpose of government, friends, is to restrain men from sin. This is what our forefathers declared and established verbatim. I'm not creating this. I'm not making this up. I'm pointing to our founding documents and what our forefathers established. The purpose of government, friends, is to restrain men from breaking God's moral law, period. Because to leave off justice is, in fact, adding strength to tyranny. Number two, to make reference to God's moral law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. If anybody would like to dispute anything or add to anything that I'm saying even now, the lines are open. If you're disingenuous, you're going to get a disingenuous answer with the truth. That would be called a backhand. If you call in sincerity, you're going to get a sincere answer, even if you're opposed or for. It matters not. Just so you can understand as to how the response is going to come. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm still waiting for someone after 20 years to tell me that this is not the Mosaic Institution which we're established on with facts. Which, folks, let me tell you what, the facts stand against what they would call facts in so many different ways. Number three, the purpose of government is to maintain order. The very opposite of what we are seeing and what is being done today. Now, when the law is enforced unto judgment, this will teach men the fear of God. Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. Read Proverbs 8, okay? And again, also read Proverbs 16:6. In teaching men the fear of God and turning them away from iniquity, lawlessness, and establishing order. Now, rather than magnifying the crime against the laws, which in the end leaves Americans with the message that criminal politicians are above the law, which they are not, we again, as the government in this country, we the people, need to set the precedent aright and put it upright. And folks, establish it by being the strength of the laws found in the Constitution. Because politicians want you to believe that they're above the law. And folks, I've said this and I want you to hear it. How many scandals do these people need to be busted in before you, the American people, finally stand up and say, you know what? We've seen enough of your promises, Mr. President. We see that you're not doing what you said you're going to do. And by the way, this is the feedback that I'm getting across the country. People are tired of the promises going unfulfilled. And then on the other hand, by the way, you have the other people that are trying to make excuses as to why Donald Trump hasn't fulfilled his obligations and bringing forth the rule of law against criminal politicians. They make every excuse for them, for him under the sun. And I want to tell you why they're so lenient on Donald Trump. Because they want you to be lenient with them. And I want you to understand something, friends. These people that want you to be lenient upon them and Donald Trump, they are the problem. They want to make excuses. Hey, folks, I even see him blaming Barack Hussein Obama for the things that Donald Trump has still left off in fulfilling his promises. Well, I'm here to tell you that, listen, Barack Hussein Obama, a narcissist though he be, You know, you need to understand that he's not the president anymore. And I do want to tell you, as you're making excuses for Donald Trump as to why he's not enforcing the law, which is on his side, as well as the support of the American people, which are the law, it's interesting how Barack Hussein Obama went on the attack the very first day in office. And we're going on 2 years here, and Donald still hasn't fulfilled his promises. But what we are seeing is those that should be prosecuted are, in fact, being rewarded. I did a little homework on this morning, and I think this is going to make you angry. Okay? Let me get to it. Because I want to prove the point, what we are seeing today in Washington are the criminal politicians that are to be prosecuted that are in fact being rewarded. Are you ready for this? Again, I hope you're sitting down. Hillary Clinton is not being investigated or indicted for any of her crimes or scandals against we the people. She is, in fact, being rewarded while we, the people, are being violated and preyed upon by this witch, Jezebel. And I kid you negative. Read 1 Kings 18. I want to say that again. Isn't it funny, folks? I mean, for those that want to play the fool, you can. But I'm not going to do that. But isn't it interesting how Hillary Clinton attacks Donald Trump at will? And isn't it interesting how the conservatives had these little memes going around about Hillary Clinton going behind closed doors? It was information they wanted leaked to the public, no doubt, no question about it. But where she was talking about that if this SOB wins, we're all going to be hung, in so many words. Do you guys all remember this? Yeah. Well, we see that she's not afraid of anything. As a matter of fact, since she has succumb to the victory of Donald Trump, it's interesting to note that she goes on attack at will with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump does nothing. He's an impotent weakling. And I know that he's been sold to you, friends, through the television program, The Apprentice. I know that. You know, you're fired. We all get that because we know that he's been groomed for decades, put in a positive light for the American people, too. When he plans on running for the president, man, he's a sure shoe in. Well, guess what? Here we are today, and he does nothing concerning justice upon the heads of the wicked in any sense of the word. Again, let me show you. Just let facts be laid out to a candid world, okay? Hillary Clinton is not being investigated or indicted, no matter how many times the politicians talk about she needs to be investigated, she needs to be indicted. You might want to do a little homework and understanding, friends, that the reason that they're not indicting her is because they're not going to indict their own, okay? For them to indict her means that she comes out and then starts calling out their junk. And do you think for one moment they're actually going to tattle on each other? No, friends. They're not arch enemies. They're in it together. And what are they doing? They are corrupting our system of justice by leaving off the justice that they promised. And I'm going to come right back to this again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Customs and Border Protection says the number of people arrested at the southern border fell drastically last month. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says a total number of 64,000 people were detained or deemed inadmissible in August. Morgan also says meetings are expected to take place regarding immigration this week.
So I think that's a good question. The dialogue continues. The vice president is going to meet with senior officials from the government of Mexico this week to have that exact dialogue, to talk through about what has been done, what still needs to be done as we continue to go. So those negotiations are ongoing.
A federal judge in California reimposed a nationwide injunction blocking the Trump administration from enforcing new rules for migrants seeking asylum at the southern border. The district judge who made the ruling was appointed by former President Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're talking about, friends, something I hear across the boards, a pro or against, it matters not. Again, for the record, I'm for the law, and so should you be. Okay? And so should you be. Mr. President, is nothing more than slamming criminal politicians in Washington your version of justice? Because apparently that's what you think it is. Think again. Hillary Clinton is not being investigated or indicted for any of her crimes or scandals against we the people. She is being rewarded while we the people are being violated and preyed upon. What are you talking about? Hillary Clinton signed 2 book deals with Simon and Schuster with a record advance of $8 million. Now, I just to show you how they reward their own, okay? I just shared with you, friends, the number of people that showed up for her presidential kickoff in Iowa when she was the arch enemy of Donald Trump. She was put up to be, right? And I showed, friends, there's video. You can go on the article that I wrote on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. She had 22 people show up. So why did they give her a record advance of $8 million? Because she did something for them in return. See, this is this covenant of hell, friends, that's going to be disannulled again, but it's going to be upon your heads. The judgments of God are going to fall upon your heads if you fail to keep his commandments in bringing about justice upon their heads. Okay? But this is Donald Trump's version of justice. Slammer. Let's just call her names. Nothing more, nothing less. Hillary Clinton signed a 2-book deal with Simon & Schuster with a record advance of $8 million. Who's going to read it? Which, by the way, is just behind the Pope's $8.5 million deal. I mean, this is you can't make this up. This is crazy. What about Barack Hussein Obama? This guy still thinks he's the president, friends. You know, and interestingly enough, he was the worst president in American history, according to Donald Trump, until he met him in the People's White House, and the whole world seen Donald Trump's hypocrisy. He turned on the people and his followers, and what did he do? He shakes his hand and he says in front of all the cameras, first class, calling Barack Hussein Obama first class. Can you believe anybody actually believes a word that Donald Trump says? He knows how to lie better than his worshipers and followers know how to tell the truth. It's just the facts. And no matter how many times you call him out for his lies, his followers try to justify it. Oh, he's not perfect. You know, he's not perfect. He's human. Really? Weren't those humans that died on the battlefield in World War II fighting against a tyrant? That in so many different ways that you're accepting through policy today, not under just this administration, but the one before this one, and the one before that 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 one. Are things getting better? Are you going to still excuse their lack of keeping to their word and to the law of the Constitution of the United States of America? Is it not your job to throw off those that pervert the Constitution? No, instead of doing their job, they're finding excuses for him. Again, why? Because they want to be excused. I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, you will not be excused on the Day of Judgment. And if enough Americans really love God and man and this country, they would deal with the promises that have been left unfulfilled according to law. It's just that simple. Too many men died. Too many men fought and bled and died to give me the freedoms that I have to sit back and say lie after lie that he's just human. You know, we're all imperfect. Yeah, well, guess what? You know what? Here it is for you. I'm imperfect, too. But you know the good thing is about this show is I'm not on here making reference to my words or my opinions. I'm making reference to the Word of God and the Constitution that our forefathers established upon the Word of God, which is perfect. Okay? That's the good news. I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is. But I'm not looking for excuses as to why I fail the Christ. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, just read this last night. New woman walks into his church back in the 1700s, and he says, I trust that you are an imperfect human being. That's why you came to church. She said, oh, yeah, I'm imperfect. She said, but to be perfect would be heaven to me. And Charles Spurgeon, in his spiritual wisdom, said back to her, so it would be for me as well. We're looking to be perfected. We're not looking for excuses as to why we're not being perfected. Really? Does that work in the military? Does that work in sports? Absolutely not. Isn't it interesting, these same hypocrites that will go to a football game or a basketball game or a baseball game, they'll sit there every time their team makes an excuse, and they'll sit there and talk about how that coach of that team's that's not performing to the level of expectation of this hypocrite should be removed and replaced. Isn't that interesting how that works? People, do you think this through? Because I do. I think about this stuff all the time. We shouldn't be looking for excuses as to why we fail. We should be looking for perfection. And the Bible talks about perfection much like that of King David. That I might be perfected. Perfect that which concerneth me. That the man of God may be perfect. Old Testament and New Testament. Read 1 Corinthians 9:27, friends. There you have it. Away with your excuses, and then you may be perfected, right? I mean, who does anything where they try to, instead of raising the bar on themselves, what is the attainment? Let me ask you that. I mean, how many people do you know that actually get into something so they can lower the bar? I mean, you know what's happening in your country because you've taken on that mentality, America? Excuse me. Do you know that there's a basketball game between two kid teams? And one team beat the other team by like 100 points. And the other coach was angry at the winning coach. I guess you're supposed to take on the mindset that you lead from the back. And I, hey, by the way, in ministry, I deal with this all the time. People make excuses as to why they're not getting things done, but I'll tell you what, they're getting the things done that they want to get done because their heart's into what they're getting done. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I am sold out in the purpose of fulfilling and taking heed to the call of God in my life, because I don't want to stand in front of Him trying to get Him to overlook my excuses. No, as a matter of fact, when you look throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there's parable after parable that began to make excuses. And what did the Lord say to them? When they called back at the Lord, "You're an austere man." What did the Lord say to them? "Judge them. Judge them. For they have left off their duty." Judge them, for they have left off their duty. Putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, friends, is not putting on your excuses and using the grace of God as an occasion for your flesh. Right? Galatians 5:13. But that's what people have been taught in this country. They're backwards. They're upside down. And they use the grace of God to cover up their excuses. That's why they got the little stickers on the back of their cars that say, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm not perfect. I'm just forgiven. Yep, and it shows you their disregard for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ by trampling underfoot the blood. Matter of fact, I just want to show people the standard here, and I'm going to go to Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verse 26, and I want you to listen carefully, okay? It says, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." Do you know that many of the generals of God believe that if you commit the act of sin knowingly and willfully, you'll lose your salvation? And these are men that didn't talk about God, friends. Everybody knew that they were God's kids because of the witness of the Holy Ghost of the Lord on their behalf. Just think about that. It says, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries." Now listen carefully to law and grace. "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy, who had trodden underfoot the Son of God, and had counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done unto the Spirit of grace." And what does he say right after that? "For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. Again, the Lord shall judge his people, because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God." They don't know that. They don't want to know that. Because they've been taught in the, from the pulpits, the hirelings and whores in America today, that judgment is of the devil. Really? No. The enemy is scared to death of judgment. Because he knows already that his time is short. See, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Who's that? The enemies of righteousness. Because whence they judge the righteous, the power of God bears witness to the righteous in dealing and bringing forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Read the book of Psalms. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And by the way, the scripture reference that I just gave you is found in the book of Colossians. Read all of the chapters. Okay? Let's get back to this. Mr. President is nothing more than slamming criminal politicians in Washington, your version of justice. Again, I want to remind everybody listening to me right now. I hear it all across the country. People are tired of the injustice. They're still wondering when Donald's going to fulfill his promises. And what we hear is, just be patient. You know, we hear all these excuses from his worshipers, friends, that are okay with the blood of the sacrifice in the spiritual and in the natural being trampled underfoot. Oh, just give it more time. No, justice delayed, friends, is injustice, period. We're going to come back and we're going to finish this off. I'm going to get to this tomorrow, too, friends, as far as doing an article called, "No, the American Politician, Yes, We Are Corrupt." They're telling you that they themselves are corrupt. We're going to come right back to that in a moment. We're going to finish this up. Last segment coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, everyone. This is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just got to go off this, folks, because if I'm not getting phone calls, I got live chat going back and forth. I'm getting lots of responses, and I totally appreciate them. We have one who's a fool for his pains right now, trying to convince everybody on the live feed that, listen, you know what this guy's doing is it's just based on, you know, it's totally based on, you know, fear and a reward system. And I said back to him, I said, you're fools for your pains. And in this particular case, you're a fool for your pains. What God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of him. I want to tell you something, mister, so you understand real quick. What God put in me, God put in me. I wasn't talked into what I do today by man. Okay, I wasn't convinced by man, nor did I find my faith in the wisdom and what man had to say. It was Jesus Christ that answered my prayer when I was on the road touring the United States of America, doing everything that I shouldn't have been doing, because people like you were too cowardice to actually love on the Creator and share with me what the truth of the matter was. So what I asked for, God answered. And I am humored by these people that try to convince other people. They are so miserable. And I'll tell you what, they don't want to have to serve God. They want to serve themselves. It's the oldest sin in the book. It's idolatry. They create a God to suit their sins in their own minds. You know, the Bible tells us about people like this as well. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And there you have it. Romans 1:22. Just wanted to address this situation. Because everything I do today, I would have never in a million years applied for. Never. And what I do today, you call me a fool for Christ, I am the fool for Christ. I'm that guy. Because I know in whom I believe, and I know who he is. He says he is because he's manifested himself through me on my behalf for his name's sake time and time again. And friends, this is the problem that we're having in the country today with so many professors. They say they believe, and then we got fools like this that are on live chat right now trying to denounce God and say, well, this is based on a fear-reward plan. No. It has nothing to do with that. Listen, I don't serve God because I'm afraid of going to hell. I deserve to go to hell, just like you do. Yet I'm saved by grace. I do what I do because I am saved. And I'm going to continuously do the things that I do. He promised that I am saved. And even if I wasn't, I would still do what I'm doing today. That's how converted this boy has been. If you'd like a free comic book, if you'd like a testimonial, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I will send you a free testimonial. How many times I've heard people read this testimony, I couldn't put it down. Listen, nobody talked me into serving Jesus Christ. He is who he says he is. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't do what I do 20 years into this on my own strength. I don't do what I do 20 years into this on my own provision or my own power. You just can't do that. My faith is found in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20 tells us that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And I'm here to tell you, friends, in power is right on by the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Now, those that can be talked out of their faith, they were the ones that were talked into it. So just let me recollect this and reiterate the point that you're a fool for your pains to suggest that you're going to get me into some arguments or debate to talk me out of what I believe. You need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Period. Okay? Say what you will. You need to repent. There is no debate. There's no recourse that I want to hear because you don't have any recourse against the Word of God. The only argument against the Word of God, my friend, is an unholy lifestyle. And that's why I'm here to tell you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Period. And I love you enough to tell you the truth, but you're acting like a fool. Correct yourself. Let's get back to this. Mr. President, is nothing more than slamming criminal politicians in Washington your version of justice? I said, think again. Barack Hussein Obama, we just talked about Hillary Clinton. Barack Hussein Obama accuses Trump of wanting war with Iran. Intel chiefs give Russia a pass and now blame Donald Trump. And, of course, Donald Trump blames Obama. This is the two-party system, divide and conquer, to divert your attention away from what they're really doing. By the way, they're getting a brand new $18 million home in that of Cape Cod, for those that did not know, the Obamas. Mr. Barack and Michael, right? All this in the daily playbook of politics, which is designed to divert Americans from what's really happening. Did you know, and I'm sure you do, Obama signed a Netflix deal to produce series and films, and his book deal biddings have reached $60 million. Okay? Folks, he didn't have the support. All this support that you think that these people have is nothing but a predicated lie, period. They reward themselves for the time allotted, okay? Other criminal administrations in recent history that have been rewarded for their crimes are Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. Did you know this? Nope, you didn't. That's what I'm here for. The rights to their book, as if to suggest again anyone will actually read them, sold for $10 to $15 million. Again, first-hand experience. I remember when Laura Bush was actually doing a book signing in Washington, D.C. Laura Bush, after they left the White House. You would think that there would have been miles and miles and miles of people. I counted the people. You know how many people were waiting in line to get their book signed by that of Laura Bush? 18 people. We made it a point because we've seen it in the news. We made it a point to drive down there. You know what the news did? The media outlets did? They took a tight shot of Laura with probably 15 of those people around her and promoted it like everybody's in support of her book. It's not true. I was there. I seen it. I have the hats. I have the t-shirt. Okay? Unless you thought the book deals, the rewards fell only to those that have been called presidents or first ladies. Let's take a look at those around the presidential administration. We're talking about the injustices and the failed promises of the current administration concerning that special prosecutor in the DOJ and justice when it comes to the heads of the wicked politicians in Washington, D.C. Did you know that former FBI Director James Comey is being called out for his high crimes and misdemeanors? You knew that. Of course you did. And instead of him being charged for his high crimes, did you know that he's cashing in on a $10 million book deal? And you Trumpites really thought he had things in hand. You thought he had things in hand, didn't you? No, well, Bradley, we never heard about this. No, that's right. That's why you have to pull the curtain back so you can see the circus of politics and how it is that they reward each other after they give the American people a show through smoke and mirrors over and over and over again as the arch enemies, again, to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. A $10 million book deal, friends. Did you know that James Comey's partner in crime, former head Andrew McCabe, is now hired on by disgraced CNN? Did you know that? Wow. What's going on here? The exact opposite of what you're being told, and this is what I keep trying to tell the American people. Valerie Durrett just released her book, Finding My Voice. Eric Holder, this criminal, he's on a national speaker's website, WSB. Former DNC chair Donna Brazile, who used to work with the Clintons, former CNN contributor, she now works for Fox News. Who also got a book deal after helping Hillary Clinton rig the primaries. They've all been rewarded, friends. And the list goes on. The list goes on. And the list goes on. They're not being prosecuted. They're being planted. And they're being rewarded to further solidify themselves to, folks, work against a system that makes them free. Because they want absolute power over the rest of us. These people that can't even control their own lives want to control the rest of us. Yes, you heard me right. But this all stops when grateful men and grateful women turn to look at the price paid, Calvary, the cross, John 3:16, for the freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17, in which they now enjoy today. And instead of allowing corruption to trample underfoot the price paid, and accordingly out of man's gratitude for the sacrifice, then and only then will they live out their lives living for what men died for. Read 1 Peter 3:18 and 2 Corinthians 5:15. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law against the crime and make it honorable. Isaiah 42:21. So friends, here's the summation. Instead of playing with sinners, criminals in Washington, this self-professed Christian president, Matthew 24:5, should execute justice as promised upon the heads of the wicked in scattering evil, as it tells us in Proverbs 20:8. Yet friends, this is not being done. So while Donald Trump supporters are still awaiting that promised special prosecutor and for the rule of law to be enacted upon the corrupt in Washington, they are instead being duped by the ill designing of corrupt men who fail to do so in adding strength to tyranny. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.